Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher back with you again today. A little weather report. Kind of rainy out there. Yesterday we had some rain, blew through pretty quickly, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Want to give a shout out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support through the years, and particularly to our driver, our local NASCAR driver, Daniel Dye, full-time this year in the NASCAR Truck Series. We just came back from Bristol last week. That was a heck of a race. If you've not seen the Bristol track, it's the steepest half-mile fastest track in America, and boy, he qualified 10th, finished 13th, which was really good. Some of the best drivers in the world out there. But I want to thank everyone for supporting the Race to Stop Suicide. And just a little note coming up in about a month from today, we're going to be having the March to Stop Suicide, which will take place at Daytona International Speedway, and it's really going to be an outstanding event. I hope everyone can join us, and you can listen in to hear more about it on this broadcast coming up in over the next couple weeks. Anyway, if you've been a long-time listener, you know we're all about renewable energy, sustainability, healthy lifestyles, and really more and more about how we can introduce local entrepreneurs in our community that are benefiting all of our friends and neighbors. Anyway, I've got a very special guest today. This is Mr. Jay Scherer, business consultant extraordinaire. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Bill, I appreciate it. I am honored to be here and thrilled to have this conversation with you on your platform, so thank you.
Well, it's really good, and you've got such a distinctive voice. I'm telling you, it reminds me of something between Walter Cronkite and Edward R. Murrow. Remember them?
Ooh, yes, I most definitely do. Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
It was a deep compliment. A deep compliment. So, okay, tell everyone a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Virginia, specifically Richmond, Virginia, and I lived there until I was around 19 or 20 years old, and then I moved to Ohio due to career choice and job opportunities. So moved to Ohio. I lived there for about 10, 11 years, and then moved to Florida in 99, and I've been here ever since. So I've had a very interesting corporate career, successful corporate career, lots of traveling, great experiences, had learned a lot, failed a lot, and learned from each of those failures. And when I came to Florida, the reason that I came here is that the company that I was working for at the time in Ohio, we had acquired a location, actually several locations in Florida, and the locations in Florida were not doing very well. So I came down here to really look at what were the reasons that we were having the challenges we were. Could we turn that business around? And if not, what was going to be our next step? So ultimately, I did end up shutting that business down, found homes for the employees, and I stayed with that company for about another year or so remotely, being here in Florida. And then I went to work for one of Warren Buffett's companies and had a great experience there. I was with that company for just over 6 years. And again, what an amazing learning experience. And then, you know, Bill, I got to a certain point where I decided it was time to step away from the corporate world and start my own business. And that's what I ended up doing. So I started a consulting and coaching business and work with clients today, primarily small business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's amazing, Jay. What a tour of your life, all these successes you had, and then finally deciding to open your own business. And I know that there's a lot of local people that are depending on what you do to help them. I was looking at some of the reviews online today, and it's like, man, I never seen anybody with all 5 stars, and everybody's so happy. Congratulations.
Well, you know, it's you earn every one of them. Right. And it's just like you and your business. You make sure that you are delivering an excellent experience for your customers. So you align yourself with the right products, with the right people, with the right technologies, the right processes, all the different areas in your business, all the different ways that you touch your customers. You want to ensure that you're delivering excellence and that it's an incredible experience, right? That's what differentiates you from everyone else in the market. And likewise, I work hard to do the same thing. So when I'm working with a client, you know, at the beginning, there's a lot of questions, right? Trying to understand what that client's needs are, because everyone is different, right? You can't put everyone in the same bucket or the same category. But once you understand that and you develop a relationship and you're focused on delivering that incredible experience and delivering excellence, the results are typically positive. And I mean, I'm very blessed and very fortunate to have those types of reviews, but I also fully realize that I can't make every person happy, right? I do my best and I give my best, but I fully realize that there's going to be a situation down the road that doesn't go quite as planned, and I have to be prepared for that. But you know, we learn from those experiences and we continue to learn and grow and we move forward.
Yeah, amen to that. I certainly have experienced the same as you're talking about, Jay. Hey, why don't we talk a little bit about our friends at Flagler Broadcasting? Because if they tune in, if the folks tune in to WNZF, you're going to notice that our shows are almost back-to-back. So this is an incredible experience. Flagler Broadcasting has brought so much benefit to the citizens of Palm Coast and beyond. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, you are so right there. And I love being able to highlight what they do in this community between David Ayers and the sales team and the entire staff there, the way that they work together and just tend to, you know, they just bring the community together, and I love it, not only through their programming, but even beyond the programming. I mean, look at what they do in the community, the fundraising and the way that they amplify the message of just really good people in the community and people that have a need in the community. So they rally behind that, and I love their mission. I think they're just good-hearted, amazing people, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned throughout life is, and I didn't realize this early on, but surrounding yourself with good people, right? Surrounding yourself with people that challenge you, people that you can learn from. And the folks at Flagler Broadcasting, they're a great group of people. So, you know, to your point, our shows are very close to being back-to-back, and I love that. My show, which is called Business Minds Coffee Chat, is on at 8:30 in the morning, and I'm so appreciative of the opportunity to be on that station. There's a lot of people that are listening. It's a community-based radio station, which is important, right? So, yes, they have some national shows, but more of their shows are community-based. So if you're looking for a media outlet that's going to provide you good, balanced information that covers a wide range of different topics and really finding out what's going on in this community, in this county, you can't find a better resource than that. And we're very fortunate. Both of us are, right? Very fortunate to be aligned with that and be on that station.
Well, for sure. I keep thinking back when we first started, Jay, with David and the crew there. I think it was in 2008 when they first came to town. And if you recall 2008, that was not a very good year economically, no. Right? And they start this business up and they're kind of like, wow, I don't know, is this a good time? But they have grown it to, I don't know, five stations, and it's just incredible. Let's talk a little bit about your Business Minds Coffee Chat. I mean, what a cool name. Where did you come up with that?
Well, thank you. So prior to the pandemic, I was doing a series of coffee. I'm trying to remember exactly what I called it. It was like Business Minds Coffee Meetings or something like that. I actually have a placard somewhere in my office. But So I started these gatherings where business leaders could come together. We would pick a restaurant as an example and just bring business leaders together to not only connect with one another, not only to network, but to solve bigger problems. So to talk about the pain points that they're experiencing in their business and really take advantage of that mastermind approach where you can bring more than one mind together to solve certain challenges, right? So I was doing that. And then when the pandemic hit and we weren't able to meet anymore, I said to myself, there has to be a way to be able to shift that focus and still offer something of value that still brings people together, that still delivers good information that anyone can use to apply in their life or in their business to start to see improvement. And quite frankly, I give a lot of credit, actually most of the credit, to my wife, who kept, you know, she was the one that kept saying, you know, you should use your voice, right? You always hear that you have a radio voice, and you know, how come you're not using that? And I kept pushing against that, telling myself all the reasons why I couldn't do that, as opposed to focusing on the reasons why I could do that. So ultimately, because of the pandemic, I made the decision I'm going to pour into this. So what I actually started to do, Bill, is I started a podcast. So this was prior to having a radio show. And I learned some incredible lessons through building that podcast. And I treat it as I do a business because, quite frankly, it is a business. So today, that podcast, after over 200 episodes, now ranks in the top 2.5% of the most popular shows out of 3.3 million podcasts globally. So it has grown considerably, and it's a weekly podcast. So that's where it started. Then David Ayers reached out to me because he was listening to my podcast, and he reached out to me one day and he said, "Jay, why aren't you doing your podcast on the radio? Why don't you do a show on our radio station and basically take what you've already done and let's replicate that on the radio?" So that's the genesis of how it came about, and I'm absolutely thrilled with it. So let me just kind of pull back the layers a bit here. So the radio show itself, for the most part, I'm talking to local business leaders. It's a show about the human experience. So yes, it has business minds in the title, but focus on minds, M-I-N-D-S. So it's a lot about how you show up to life and to business, the things that you're thinking about, how you overcome your challenges, how you move through adversity, and just self-leadership. So that's really what it's about. It's telling that person's story, not less about their business and more about their journey and their story. And I love stories. I think stories are how we learn. And you'll learn things about the people that come on this show that you would not otherwise know about them. So that aspect of it, I love.
Well, I had no idea that you had gained such fame on your podcast, but congratulations. That is incredible. Congratulations, Jay. You deserve it.
Thank you for that. And I know you're probably coming up against a break. And when we get back, if you're interested, I can share some things that I have learned over the years and also some things that I've learned through doing the radio show that could help and maybe benefit your listeners.
Jay, that's incredible. I mean, we've done, I think, over 600 episodes, and I never had a guest say, "We're coming up to the break." It has to be another radio guy. And Jay is right. Folks, listen to Jay. Jay says, "We're coming up to a break," and we are. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Shear. Hi, folks. Bill Gallagher with SolarFit here. Have you ever thought about utilizing solar power for your home or business? Well, there's never been a better time to plug into the sun and stop renting electricity. How would you like to let your roof start paying you each month? Give us a call at 445-7606. That's 445-7606. Or visit us at solarfit.com and set yourself free.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. I'm back with my friend Jay Shear, business consultant extraordinaire, and we had a little bit of fun offline here. But, Jay, I've got a question for you. Now, I'm going to relate this to something that to see if this makes sense. You're out there coaching people, and you run into these entrepreneurs who are very, well, let me say, they have this thought process that they could do everything without any help. And you and I know that that just is not the case. You have to have people help you along the way. But to give you an analogy, you're flying an airplane, and your airplane engine quits, and you've got a parachute, right? And a normal person says, I'm getting out of this plane, and they parachute. But the entrepreneur says, I'm going to land this thing even if it's on fire, right? So you've got this this crazy thing, which really makes for an entrepreneur. In your coaching business, how do you handle that type of situation?
Yeah, first of all, I love that question. Thank you for asking it. So I'm going to turn the tables a little bit because I want to ask you a question that's going to tie into my answer. So you have a family business. You started your business, what, over 40 years ago? Mm-hmm. When you started your business and as you have grown your business, did you do it on your own?
Well, of course not. Well, it's not on her own, but go ahead.
Okay. So you probably, along the way, you probably had mentors. You probably learned some lessons from other people. You listened to others who maybe had experience in areas that maybe you didn't have yourself. And so you realize the importance of surrounding yourself with knowledgeable, experienced people that you can learn from. Is that fair to say?
Well, that's fair to say down the road a little bit, but I've got one of these weird personalities where you're going down the Hudson River and the waves are so high, there's no way you can navigate it. And a person that does it all the time says, get in, I'll show you. And I say, no, I got this. So I started out with no background of any kind of business. And I went along until I realized this is a mess. So that's when the whole idea behind this thing is you need to start early to find your mentors that can help you so you don't go through the experiences that I had.
That's exactly right. So what can a mentor do? What can a coach do? So if you're working with the right coach, with the right fit for what you're looking to accomplish, this is going to be somebody who can bring a level of experience and show you a future state because they've been there, they've done that, right? So they can help you identify those blind spots, you know, those areas where you think as an entrepreneur that you've got it all figured out, right? So let me back up for just one moment because you have to meet people where they are. So I'm not going to an entrepreneur saying, hey, look, you need me as your coach because of XYZ. I'm paying attention. I'm listening. Typically, it's going to be the entrepreneur or the business owner who's going to reach out to me because they've gotten to a point where they are either stuck, they're not sure what to do next, they're bleeding cash, they're trying to figure out how to get their arms wrapped around their business because they thought that they had it all figured out and that they could do it all on their own. But they realized over time, and sometimes it's a short period of time, that I need some help here. But again, it goes back to meeting the person where they are, understanding their needs, and then looking for a way to bring value to them that's going to show them how they can get a better return on their investment of time, resources, etc.
Well, that was a great answer to that, and I think a lot of it has to do with just relationships, right? So when you and I were together not too long ago, you suggested I talk to a fellow named Jason Flegel, who we've since talked to, and I think we're going to be able to do some work with him. But Jay, without your referral, I never would have reached out to Jason. So it's all about the relationships, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And it's interesting you bring that up, because this afternoon for my podcast, I'm interviewing a woman who is an expert in networking, connecting. She's also an expert in the venture capital space, but she's written probably one of the top books on networking and how to be a connector of people. And it, one of the best things that we can do is to build our network. And I'm not talking about going to networking events and just dumping your business cards all over the place. I'm talking about looking for ways to add value to someone else's life or business. Now, how do you do that? First, you get to know them, right? You build trust. You build likability. You find ways to be able to pour value into them without the expectation of receiving something in return. So with you, Bill, as an example, in introducing you to this entrepreneur who is an expert in what he does, I saw that there was a potential opportunity to bring the two of you together, because I know what this individual's skill sets are, where the sandbox that he plays in, and I know the business that you're in, and I saw some potential synergies there. So I'm not looking for something out of that connection. But if I can add value in some way by bringing the two of you together, then great. And then perhaps at some point down the road, the law of reciprocity may come to fruition, right? You may think of me at some point. Jason may think of me. And so I think the more we look for ways to serve others, to bring that kind of value, that's tremendous. And when you're the person who's making the connection, that's powerful.
Yeah, amen. You know, which makes me think of, you know, suppose you're coming down from Ohio, you're coming down from New Jersey, you're first into the town, and you want a product or service. You know, you could go to, you can't go to the phone book anymore, they don't make that, but you could go to the internet and stuff like that. But, you know, there's nothing more valuable than a friend saying, listen, I use these people, these are the ones I refer to you. That is so valuable. And that's kind of what I see here with your business, Jay, is all these people that you've worked for just telling other people, look, if you need some help, Jay's the guy to go to.
Yeah, and again, I am so very honored and grateful to connect with people and be able to help them, and then in return receive a testimonial like that, or a video, or just a thank you. I mean, that goes such a long way. And let me just add this. When you connect people together, so this is for all of your listeners right now, as a business owner, if you provide a referral to someone, the best thing that you can do is, number one, follow up on that referral, right? Mm-hmm. And make sure that you follow up in a timely fashion, because referrals are gold. Number two, make sure that you are showing appreciation to the person who connected you, who gave you the referral. One of the worst things that we can do is to not, number one, not follow up on it. That's something you should never do. And number two, you should be showing appreciation for that. And that may come in lots of different forms. It can be a simple thank you. It can be, hey, look, here's a gift card for a cup of coffee. But whatever it is, find your own way of showing gratitude to the person who recommended you or referred you. And you know what, Bill? I know with your business, I know you do such a great job connecting with people, such a great job delivering excellence and making sure that you are providing the highest level of customer service, which is one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons why your business has continued to grow and thrive, because you take care of your customers. And guess what? When you do that, when you deliver an extraordinary customer experience, most of the time, not always, most of the time, your customer is going to want to tell other people about that experience. And you're top of mind because of it.
Well, Jay, I'm so glad this is a radio show and not TV, because I'm blushing. And anyway, thank you so much for that. Hey, listen, I know we only got just a few minutes left, but I want to ask you a question. How important are goals? If a person is involved in a business, talk a little bit about goals.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you are speaking my language. So goals, and let me refine, written goals, which is the most important piece of this. Goals help us determine the direction that we're going to go and the actions that we need to take that align with our values, that align with our purpose, the why behind the business itself. But when we have goals, we can see a future state, right? We know what we're working toward. And what ends up happening, and the reason it's so important to write them down, is because we condition ourselves by writing it down to do the things that actually support our bigger goals. So if I don't have goals, and if I don't have goals written down, number one, I'm going to be flailing, right? I'm going to be moving in 23 different directions, which is never good. We only have a limited amount of time. We have a limited amount of bandwidth. We want to make sure that we are putting our resources, our time, our energy, our focus, and everything pouring into alignment of those goals. So do yourself a favor, for those that are listening right now, get hyper specific on the goals that you have, both in life and business. Then go ahead and write down the action steps. So write down maybe two or three specific actions that you can begin to take today that support those goals. And it can be very small steps, but the key to this is action. Always attach action to your goals, because when you don't, it's just like reading a book. Yes, you'll have knowledge, and I support and 100% behind reading and learning. But the real power comes when you apply what you learn. Same thing with goals. Take actions. Incremental growth leads to big gains.
Wow, what a great definition of goals. You know, just to add one thing, I've always thought of a goal as being really a formal dream until you put a timeline in it, right? So if you have a goal, and whatever that goal is, there has to be some metrics in your mind or on paper better from a time standpoint. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that is so very true. So I'm sure you've heard the terminology SMART goals before. SMART goals are great to have. And yes, absolutely. If you know, you've probably heard the saying before, what gets measured gets done. So we want to be able to define a goal with a specific timeline, and then the actions that I'm taking that move me in the direction of my goals, I want to be able to measure those to really find out, am I making progress? And this isn't about perfection. This is about progress. It's about moving the needle. That's why it's important to take those incremental action steps. And also, give yourself some grace. Right? Because if you are not someone who is used to setting very specific goals, once you do it, and if you are not necessarily meeting your goals and the timeline that you established, then reset, right? What have I learned from this experience? But give yourself grace, because it's too easy to beat yourself up and say, well, if I can't do this, then I can't do anything. And that we don't want to see happen.
Amen, Jay. Gosh darn it. We could talk for another hour and a half. Let's do this again in a month or so, okay?
Would love to. And by the way, I mentioned this before we started recording. We want to get you on Business Minds Coffee Chat, because I know you have got some amazing life lessons to share with all of us.
Well, those life lessons, that's the key for sure. Jay, thank you so much. Hey, real quickly, because I know we're out of time right now, how can people reach you?
Thank you for asking. So if you visit jayscherrbusinessconsulting.com, that's J-A-Y-S-C-H-E-R-R, businessconsulting.com. From there, you'll have access to all my social platforms, videos, content, how to listen to the podcast, etc. So that's your one-stop shop.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to getting with you on the next one. Folks, going to sign off for now. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.